I'm very thankful, brothers and sisters, for the chance you gave me to speak in this meeting. I was planning attending the meeting, and I would be very thankful for that. We just came to visit when our niece in Welland, the name of maybe that's the sounds, and we were glad that this girl just changed her life years ago, and she remains in Lord's work, and she is doing tremendous progress, and so we just came to encourage her, and we thought to pass by and just stay with you for a meeting, and of course I'm very glad to be here and to be with Brother Stephanos. It was a nice afternoon just spreading those cards, and it's a tremendous experience. Just for that, I would be very, very thankful to the Lord. I just want to start just telling you just a brief thing concerning the work we are doing in Rhode Island among Portuguese people. We are doing this work for 27 years, and things has been okay, as you know, with the ups and downs as every work, but has been a tremendous blessing to work in that place. Many people has been saved. Lately, Portugal changed a lot. Maybe you are aware of this business of common market that is going on in Europe. Portugal is one of those countries, and suddenly from a poor country start a rich country. People from Portugal don't immigrate anymore. They receive immigrants from all over the world. You go to Portugal and you see a difference. You don't know that you're in Portugal. Highways everywhere. You have the McDonald's, the Burger King, Pizza House, and Toys R Us, and whatever you mention it. Everywhere. Okay, the country is now a prosperous country. And so people in our area go back to Portugal. Why should be in a strange country when they can be better in Portugal, in their own land? And you lose many, many people. Not just because that, but because many factories in our place are closing, are moving to South Carolina and other states in South, also to Mexico, Philippines, and so on. So we lost a lot of Portuguese people in our area. And suddenly from an attendance of 80 people and more, we are maybe the 30 people. So it was a tremendous loss. But our God is a God of good things, as we are going to think. I'm going to try to talk tonight. And the Brazilians start to come now to our area. And they are coming every day. Thousands of Brazilians are coming. I don't know how, but they appear there. They show up there. And they are getting jobs. I don't know how, but they do. And it's very interesting, the change, and also the opportunity we have to continue with our meetings and with our programs on TV, which we have 3 hours a week in Portuguese language. Also, we are open now new assemblies. We have an assembly in Framingham, which is a very prosperous assembly with people that came from Brazil, from our assemblies in Brazil, and they have a large group there now. We are starting now another work in Cape Cod, in Hyannis, and we have very good meetings. Some days over 30 people. We have 3 meetings. We have one a meeting on Tuesdays and 2 meetings on Sundays. Even on the weekdays, Tuesday, which is not a very good day for meetings, as you know, we have a very nice group coming to learn the meeting. The meeting is supposed to end at 9. We start at 7, 2 hours of meeting. But as soon as we finish, it's very hard for us to leave. People want to know more the Bible. They come with questions, and they want to know more and more and more. And sometimes you just come back at midnight, and 1 in the morning is very late because people want to learn more. Also, we have the work in Long Island, in Medford, where we are doing also a work there among Portuguese people. Maybe Harrison is another place. So all these places we are involved with the other works that we do. So we are really busy on that area, and we appreciate if you remember, okay, pray for our work and for our people. We know that we cannot do much. I talk by myself. I'm getting a little old, maybe in a precoce way, but I feel really old. And sometimes it's very tough for me. This week, for example, okay, if I remember, I went to bed too late, and I have to get up at 3 in the morning almost every day, okay? So you can see how tough the work it is. And we appreciate your prayers on this work. I think work is work. Today, many people think that work is fun and just, okay, traveling and doing things. Other people think a different way, isn't it? But the work, anyway, is the Lord, you know, not ours. We appreciate your prayers, if you remember. And again, I'm very thankful for the chance you give me. Well, I have one verse in my mind to talk and just some thoughts. I'm not going to tell you this is a message, a preaching, a Bible study, just some thoughts, brothers. And I hope that you receive them from the Lord. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, a well-known verse that all of us know by heart probably. And I just want to give you some thoughts, and I'm not going to be too long. And I apologize for my broken English, okay? After 27 years in the United States, I should speak much better. Obviously, I have known the gift of tongues, okay? But I hope you understand me, okay? Okay, chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, which whom there is no variation of shadow or turning. Lord bless His word. I was thinking about this verse because it gave me so many good memories in so many ways. And we have people that ask us counsel about so many things. And one of them, people don't understand the negative things that happened in their lives. And most of us do the same. Sometimes we don't confess those apprehensions, those concerns, because we are not, we don't want people to think that we are not spiritual enough, okay? And so sometimes we just hide that aspect. But what I see in this verse is really that life is not just good things, at least as we think. We see also bad things that happen that we don't like. And James seems to deal with this problem. Start on first verse just to try to explain to people that those bad things, according our understanding, are not bad at all. And on this verse seems that God is saying that those things are, after all, are good. And it's very tough for us to understand that. As we read other verse that be thankful in everything, and we don't understand also these verses, that verse, because we usually are just thankful for good things according to our understanding. How can we just be thankful for things that we don't like, for things that we don't expect? And sometimes we are not at them. We are, our heart gets really sad. Sometimes we think that the Lord is not helping us. He is far from us. He doesn't care about us. And so on. And that's what we read here. But praise the Lord. Even for the most weak of us, we can get one conclusion. Life is not just bad things. Maybe it's not just good things, but it's not bad things. And when we start to think about that, we started to see our God. We have a tremendous God. Our God that is good in His essence. The goodness of God fills our heart and makes us to go even in the worst situations, even in the things that we think that are bad. And that's what we see here, okay, about this, okay. Life is really not just bad things, but many, many good things. I'm saved for almost 50 years. I'm serving the Lord for 40 years, over 40 years now in full time. And I can tell you one thing, okay. If I have to go back again, okay, maybe I was turned to the Lord early than when I did. I have a God that really is a God of love. And I have in my experience in Africa, in Europe, in the United States now for just 27 years, I see that God is going, He has been a tremendous God, full of love, that likes to give good things to us. I shouldn't tell you this, but just for to prove my point, if I have to prove, of course. We depend on the Lord, as you know. Most of us do, isn't it? All of us do, I hope. But we don't have nothing. We don't have a salary, for example, or things like that. I'm not talking to this about with any intention to ask you anything. No way, okay? That's not my intention. But I just tell you that we have a God that is a good God, that likes to give good things to us. We have a very old car. I have always very good car, old cars. I don't know how they function, but they, okay, always go to over 200,000 miles. So God is very gracious. And I was thinking about now, the other car is getting really too old. Okay, and I didn't ask nothing to anyone but to God. You guess what? I was planning to rent a car to come here to Canada, and I was surprised when several people around, people that maybe have less than I have, they joined together and just offered me a car. And I was so humble before the Lord, saying, well, the Lord really is good, and my wish is that the God just replaced those brothers and sisters with abundant blessings. And I know you can do that, because we have a God that likes to give good things, especially when we have our hearts thankful, not just for the big things, but for the small things, not just for the good things according to our thinking, but also for the bad things. And this takes time. This takes a kind of a maturity in our lives. But that's true. And that's what I understand on those verses. It seems that it was what Paul understood when we read his epistle, especially 2 Corinthians. We see that Paul didn't learn this experience right away in his first years of serving the Lord. It seems that the Lord make some progress in his life, his understanding of the person of God. And when we read the chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, all of you know very well this verse, I'm sure, we see that he has that infirmity. And he prayed to the Lord that the Lord could take that thing. Paul don't think that the infirmity he has was a very good thing. He thought it was a negative thing. That's why he just prayed to God, just God take that thing away from him. And the Lord said, no, I'm not going to do this. This is very important for you. This is good for you. And when he understand this, he accept and he rejoice on that. After all, that thing that he thought it was not good, it was good for him. And he just was very happy in accepting that and living with that and honoring God with that. And we read in the verse 10 of that 12th chapter, he said, I take pleasure. See, the words. It's so nice. It fills my heart, brothers and sisters. Really fills my heart. When I read this verse, it says, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Then I am strong. And it's very good, brothers, when we reach, okay, this level. And he does that. Okay? When I read portions like that, I think about the friendship that we have with our God. And of course, all of us like to have very good friends. It's nice to have friends. I think it's one of the best things we can have in the world. Friends that in whom we can depend. But you know as well as I know that many times our friends fail. The best friend fails. We change. I don't know why, but we change. We see this even in Lord's people. They like us for a while, but for something. Maybe because we just said something that they don't approve, or whatever we did. They are not friends, our friends anymore. They don't want even to talk about us. I don't know if you have this experience. But we are talking about a friend that never, never fails. And this verse tells us about that. When we start reading this verse, verse 17, says, in whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The goodness of our God is always constant, never change. We can trust, we can depend on Him. In everything, in every situation, every day of our life, He is the true friend. We should be very thankful, brothers and sisters, when we think about our God as our friend, the one that never, never, never changes. It's a blessing when we read this. God, as the one that likes to give good things, as we read in this verse, the one that every perfect gift and comes down from the Father of the lights, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. I like to do some emphasis on the word every. Not just something, but everything. Every good gift comes from the Father. It's a blessing when we just know that what happened in our lives is not just by chance. God is in control. God used several means, different means, but every good thing comes from Him. He likes to give good things to His sons. I have three sons and two granddaughters. You know, brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure of my heart when I can give some good things to them. Things that I know that is for welfare of each one of them. But you know something? As of course you too. Maybe you cannot give them all the things you wish to give them. You have no chance. You have no means to do that. When you think about our God, He can and He likes. He has pleasure and give good things to us. And of course, we sometimes think that we deserve other things that God doesn't give us because He knows that it's not for our good. But everything comes from God. And if I have some time, I would like to just share with you about what I think is good. But just small things about salvation. When I think about salvation, I praise the Lord for that. I was born in a home that my father was not the best person of the world, yet was my father, and I loved him very much. But he was not an example in any way. He was a drunkard fellow. He doesn't have any respect for spiritual things and so on and so on. If I don't have father, if the Lord didn't save me when I was a young fellow, I maybe at this time was like my father, or maybe worse. He gave salvation. I was so happy. And today I raise my voice to the Lord in praise and thankfulness for what he has done to me. I never had the chance to study. For example, we were talking about our brother this morning. Some people look at us with some kind of we are not so high because we don't have some education. But I was born that way. I like to study. I still study today. I got some degrees, and I have a doctorate degree too. But I did this after I was a grown up. I like to study by myself. But if I was not saved, I should be maybe worse than my father. Oh, I praise the Lord for his salvation. He made me a new man. He prepared me for things, wonderful things. He got me involved in his work, preaching the gospel, seeing people saved. Oh, so many things. I'm so thankful to the Lord for that. But I can think about the goodness that God gave me in another thing, in another area, concerning sanctification. Oh, that's another thing that the Lord likes to do in his people. Just separate them from the world, from the standards of the world, the teaching of the world, the things that the world teach. We are a special people. Lord is very proud of each one of us. He is doing some work in each one of us that we can be in the same image and stature of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he has done a tremendous work in each one of us. When we look back and see what we were and what we are now, how thankful we should be. How good God has been for in each one of us. Oh, I'm very thankful for what he has done in me. Concerning the service, I recognize that I'm not a good preacher or a good Bible teaching, but God has used me for so many people came to the Lord and preparing for Lord's service and so many things. That's him. All the glory and the honor and everything belongs to him. And that's very good. And when we just, remember those things, we see really every good gift, every good and perfect gift, because what God gives to us is perfect. Cannot be improved, and also cannot be spoiled. The gifts that God gives to us, they are good, because they are perfect. And he is the one that does that. When I read this verse, and I see the title of God in this verse, and says, every gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light. And we have a wonderful title of our God. Or should we could just make it maybe a Bible study just of considering through the Bible this beautiful title. But I like just to consider this concerning what light can mean in our lives, maybe in our intellectual lives, moral lives, material lives, spiritual lives. And we know, brothers and sisters, that all those things come from Lord. The world has so many wisdoms that they call wisdoms, and sometimes we know that they fail so much. But the wisdom that comes from God really is perfect, and that's what we are talking about, and gives instruction, directions for our life. Teach us how to behave before God and before men. How beautiful is the light of God. And when we read the Bible, we have so many verses about that. But you know, end my message with this thought. All of this is just given to us when we are really in true fellowship with God. When we have a light in any place and we just place ourselves underneath of that light, you know what happens? We have no shadow at all. Did you notice that? We have no shadow at all. If you are right, enter the light. But if you move the step far forward, you are going to see a small light. Is that true? If we just move 3 or 4 or 5 steps, we are going to, that shadow is going to be bigger and bigger. And how far we are that light from that light, the shadow is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what we read in the Bible. When we are not, we don't stay close to the Lord. Every step we do, place us far from Him. We are starting to see just shadows. Shadows everywhere. Doubt is everywhere. Until the point that we don't see any more light. But remember this. We have a tremendous God. A God that never fails. Because He cannot change. That's what we read in this portion. See, verse 7. In whom there is no variation or shadow or pattern. God bless His word and bless each one of us and help us also to honor Him as He deserves. Amen. Okay, let's pray then. Heavenly Father, we approach You once more in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we know that we are in Your presence. We are very thankful for the requests that every brother just present before the throne of Your grace. And you know, Father, that You not just listen, but You are going to bless them. Now, Father, we ask Your blessing upon Your word. We ask that what we just heard that came from You, we ask that be applied to our souls, our minds, and our lives. And Father, help us to live more close to You and to walk in the light, living in the light, for Your glory and for Your blessing. We ask all those things in the precious and blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.